with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
It is the Migs Cast, and I am Steve Migs, and I'm here with the Reverend Enfuego.
Hello.
And Glenn Cannon. He's still eating a scone. Some of Puyallup's finest. You know what? We've got plenty of people, so while Glenn finishes chewing down that scone,
I'm good.
We've That's also got salt. Travis.
I'm swallowed.
Suck it down.
That's not salt. Before we started the podcast, well, I think people can put two and two together what we're talking about with this scone.
Salt.
And Travis and I, I go, yeah, man, that's not salt. That's making it so salty. And we're like, that's the three worst words to hear from a man ever when eating or drinking anything.
Well, I think that's going to carry, too.
That's not salt.
I think
that's
salt. We're going to get some legs out of that one.
We're going to hang.
We need to make Bruiser Brody shirts that just say, that's not salt. That's the name of the record.
Bro.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, it is really wrong.
It's awesome.
Just have a picture
you
of the
casting
couch.
You heard it first here. Come on.
We got Travis, we got JT, we've got Glenn, myself, four-fifths of Bruiser Brody in this room.
Hey!
Look at him.
We even have Chris. Chris is the graphic design man. One of our fellow Titanic douches.
You're my hero, dude.
He's the man created the Bruiser Brody logo, the Mixcast logo.
What was the Yankee Doodle Cockadoos, or what was that called, man?
Glorious Cockadoodle
Doos. Glorious Cockadoodle Doos.
Grandiose.
Grandiose. That logo, still have that saved in my phone for future t-shirts point, man.
Oh, yeah, we will have to make those at some point.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember when we did that?
Maybe whenever we do like a Mixcast party, we'll have to have those ready. That'll be our Grandiose Cockadoodle Doos party.
People will buy those shirts.
Thank you, Chris.
Remember?
Yeah.
No, I'm like,
welcome to the podcast, Travis.
I remember hearing that.
Remember you had the best one was the one where it was the stripper on the pole, but it had a rooster's head.
Seriously, what was that from?
We were talking about a strip club for men.
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
was that
yeah.
Was that the that was on a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm yeah. I was like, that's a rad name for band. I think I've seen him somewhere. I'm thinking out my head.
There it is.
Oh yeah.
Glenn still got it on his phone.
Chicken head. Chicken head.
Yeah, it's killer. It's great, man.
Yeah. She's mine.
And this one, the eye in grandiose is the
the rooster.
The cock-headed stripper.
So wrong.
That sounds so wrong, and yet it literally is just a chicken-headed stripper.
Yeah, I'm just tickled pig. So you didn't have to censor that.
No,
man, you know?
We're talking about chickens.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
That's not salt, Rev.
That's not salt.
Not salt.
Hey, well, man, I'm here for the dancer with that deformity. You know, the one with the head? Yeah, she's in booth three. All right, cool, bro.
Chicken lady. You remember Kids in the Hall?
Yes.
Chicken lady. Ah!
Chicken lady was cool.
Oh, Kids in the Hall, dude.
Yes.
Did you just say that?
Yep.
It sounded familiar, too.
I'm not crushing your head. Crushing your head.
Crushing your head.
You've got my pen.
Crash, 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 crash.
The lettuce. God, we're all over the place.
Why are you
all
the hall?
Chicken lady.
Oh. Oh, my God.
I love Kids in the Hall.
Dude, that was the best.
That put Canada on the map, dude. And Strange Brew.
Yes.
Just Strange
obviously.
Brew. Yeah, no doubt.
Strange Brew, Second City, was it the Second City
Second
Improv?
City TV, yeah, dude, yeah, Eugene SCTV. Levy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rick
but that
Moranis.
Was Chicago, though.
Wait, yeah, you're right. That was Chicago. Yeah. What was the Canadian version of it? The improv crew?
The Cheeseheads.
That'd be Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Well, this all started, many years ago. No, this all started at our last Bruiser Brody practice. We're all just hanging out, practicing, getting ready for our show. That's going to be tomorrow night if you're listening on a Tuesday, tonight if you're listening on Wednesday. But Wednesday night at the Crocodile, we're playing, and we're all just jamming. And then Travis mentions, like, hey, I'm going to come by on the podcast. I'm like, well, if you're coming by, let's bring some acoustic guitars.
We did.
Oh, yeah. JT's like, I'll come along, too. And so we're going to do a hootenanny at some point and bang out some Bruiser Brody songs acoustic, I guess.
It's great the way technology works because, you know, messages come in a sequence.
Yeah.
So I got this text from JT that said acoustics tomorrow night because Brody's rehearsing tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, actually, Travis hasn't been playing Unplugged on Nothing You Need. I think we're probably just good with our electrics. It's coming off cool that way. I think we're good, man. And then I read the next message. It's like, hey, do you guys want to perform Unplugged on the cast? So now I'm like, hey, bro, just got the message. Yeah. Yeah, I gave him this whole explanation as to why we shouldn't bring our acoustics to rehearsal, and then read the next message. I'm like, God damn.
You know? The problem with
you're
group text.
Doing it.
Yeah. JT sitting at home like, God, I hate that guy. I wish he would just catch up and then reply.
And it was, Second City was Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whoa, yeah. No
so what was...
Travis.
The Google has confirmed.
Oh, okay.
Rewind and tell him I said shizzle.
I'll check the tape.
I'm not trying to get kicked out of here again.
I'll bleep if needed.
Oh, like we kicked you out last time.
Yeah, well, mentally.
Mr. Dropping S-bombs on live day.
I think it was
Mr. Dump Button, yeah.
The last episode.
Why can't you swear on a thing like this when you can beep it out?
Well, because then it makes Rev work harder.
Yeah, oh, no, really? It's, we're just trying
and
to
that
save
said,
him more.
Dude, last episode, Migs dropped about 9 F-bombs, and the angrier Rev got, the more he kept saying it. So, yeah, that happened.
Awesome. Why would you tell me that?
Why did we miss that?
I just
f***ing awesome.
Oh! I almost choose to believe you said funking, but
maybe I did.
Did you see the look on his face, man?
I'm trying to look up the Chicago Improv.
I know. But Rev, like, can we stick to one subject?
Just torture the engineer.
Just one subject.
Oh, come on,
God,
Travis.
Damn it.
I love this. By the way, it is also the Second City in Chicago.
So there's two Second Cities.
Yes.
We're both right.
Yeah, which Second City is actually, it does it in Chicago, Toronto, and Hollywood. So they have franchises?
I know the Groundlings are out of Hollywood.
Yes. The Groundlings are another big one.
Oh,
improv crew.
Will Ferrell.
I get that that's their name, but if they're in three cities, wouldn't they do First City, Second City, Third City?
No.
See, that's the comedy right there.
Oh, I see. That is, in fact, funny.
That's Andy Kaufman-style comedy.
Yeah, reading the
we'll wait 20 years till some dip...
I'm sorry.
All right. I think that one was accidental. I do. I'm going to vouch for my
boy. We're screwed if that's the case.
Accidental muting over there, buddy.
It. How far into the episode are we at this point?
Yeah, 7 minutes in. That's including pre-roll.
This could be like an epic. This could be like Red the Stripper number of bleeps.
Oh my god, man, that woman.
Red was.
I love Red.
Me
I
too.
Love Red so much.
But you hate her by the end of every podcast.
Oh my god. Yeah. So many bad words.
Watching her little 70-pound frame try to open those studio doors was always really funny, though, too. She's just straight hanging on it. She looked like she was in a windstorm outside the room, you know? Like,
and depending on
the door wouldn't even move.
And depending on what kind of night she had, like half of her boob was hanging out of her shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
We got to get her back in here sometime.
She dances at Grandiose Cockadoodle.
She should.
I'm serious. What you described to me, Red, 70 pounds.
Bro.
I'm thinking the chicken head.
I guarantee we could convince Red to strip in a chicken head.
Dude.
She would
totally
do it.
She probably already has.
Yeah.
She's always talking about those fetish shows.
Hey, where did the idea come from? Come on.
I mean, that's all you want me to do is put a chicken head on? That's it.
That's what she probably sounds like. I don't know, dude. I'm judging.
I don't know why Red all of a sudden sounds like she just like downed like a bottle of whiskey and had a cigar.
Hey, dude, with a boob hanging out and a chicken head on? It was completely
just like
dinner
at grandma's.
See, you guys came with your acoustic guitars. I have to say, I came prepared as well.
What'd you bring, Steve?
Let's see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I brought a tambourine.
Oh, it's a real tambourine.
Bro, yeah. That's like a...
I was expecting the toy.
That's like a Church of God in Christ tambourine.
Oh, he's got shakers.
And little shakers.
Look at this kid.
Wow.
How are you going to put the two together?
I have no idea.
Solid. Can you?
He hasn't rehearsed
like
on this.
I like it.
Yeah.
This he is got Moxie, gonna... kid.
That's right. It's like Second City, but musicians.
That's Red, Travis.
Holy...
Okay,
dude. Okay, Travis. I can't even. You weren't even on mic on that one. I can't even turn off your microphone.
All of a sudden, I'm into redheads.
What pictures are you showing? I'd like to see them.
Damn. Oh yes.
She's not naked. It's just my. That's the first time I've been on Twitter
she's
in
naked.
Like 6 months.
She needs She needs to be in a Marilyn Manson video with that look, right?
Yeah.
I'd watch that video.
Dude, a chicken head would be perfect on that. Is she like your buddy? I mean, would be freaking awesome.
Hey, oh, nice.
I'm trying, dude.
Yeah, he's working on
it. If we get her a chicken head, I guarantee she would pose in it for a picture.
There's probably one done at Archie McPhee's.
Hmm.
That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know that my wife, when we went down there, was chasing me around with a squirrel head and lobster claws.
I love your
and
wife.
And I hated it. I was so mad and she kept chasing me around.
With it. It is. Did you get any sleep after that?
No. Well, it was freaky.
Where's the video of that?
There is no video. It was me just
like
aggressively running away. She couldn't do anything. She had little lobster claws on. She couldn't operate a phone.
That's incredible.
Well, you need to bring a camera crew.
Stuff over.
It was getting really annoying.
Before we buy one, I think we need to ask Red, because she quite possibly has a chicken head already at her disposal.
Yeah, but if you could probably see that thing from
it
the
would
sun,
be amazing if she
if
was
you
like,
put a black light on it.
That's not salt.
Because that's not salt.
Who stole my line?
Me.
I was building up to it, Red.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, straight that's jack. His way to get back at you for all the bleeps he's going to have to put in later.
Well,
hey.
So far you're only at one every 2 minutes.
I'm trying to cut down, dude.
If anyone's listening right now, you might want to hit pause and smoke a ton of weed and then unpause it and then keep listening to this podcast.
And then you'll be caught up
with me. Okay, yeah.
I just feel like this is the podcast you need to be stoned.
Reset?
I am so stoned, dude. I can't even tell you. I mean it. I had to. I only got like three.
Well, we're moving on up to the east side.
To the top.
Nice. That band.
You got to stop playing that thing. I just can't. I got to do gospel whenever I hear that.
There's a soul washing over my body.
That's Church of God in Christ.
Steve's a little more Krishna, I think, maybe.
Krishna.
I love you in the airport. Airport films.
I have a book to give you. I'd like a donation, but I will give you the book.
Just give me the flower and leave me alone, man.
It's going to be so over the place, all over the place today. I love it.
I'm so baked. Right.
Before we get to anything... Because I feel like we're not going to get to any voicemails, emails, and text messages. I want to throw in this email before we start anything. Because, actually, there's a text first. I think it's actually pretty cool. Because we got the Bruiser Brody guys in here. It says, my God, Steve, you played the exact little snippet of Don't Go There on Your Own that I was thinking would shine great light on what Travis has to offer to the band. His voice gives me goosebumps just as much as Glenn's voice, which I didn't think was possible, quite frankly.
Gives me wood.
I've listened to the song five songs over 20 times and I can't get enough. You guys blend so damn well, and Glenn backing up Travis on vocals is a great touch to have his voice in the background. Ugh, can't praise you guys enough. And Rev, you're a great hype man. Stay positive.
Sweet.
From Jameson.
That's
the
right.
Parachute guy.
Thanks, man.
I thought that was awesome.
Thank you.
Did you write that?
No.
No, dude. It's on paper. You said it was a text.
He printed it.
What do you think? I do a little show prep, man.
Not usually, but today.
So like, he works hard. That's awesome. Whoever wrote that?
Jameson, parachute guy? The parachute guy.
Who's that?
I don't know. He's the guy who listens.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, he said it like I should know the guy, and I felt bad. Jameson's awesome, though. I love that. That's rad.
He also said, "God damn you guys, talking to Wyatt over Facebook comments on my post about how much I love you guys. I'm severely regretting not getting the chance or the balls to go up and meet you, Glenn."
Aww. Oh, dude, come up. Dude, I'm really accessible.
You are an intimidating man by stature. But
what?
After
does it really
year,
say that? You're making that up.
it's got to be the facial
but
hair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's throwing me musketeers.
It's so loud.
Coming from you, I'm not sure what to make of that, JT.
I don't know why. I like how that guy you guys quiet.
That's my job.
That's a thing, dude.
It's like I spray the cat with water. It's like I'm spraying cats with water.
You need to get a holster for that and just carry it around every day.
Well, no, keep keep reading. That was
God damn it.
Sorry, dude.
I didn't even hear that one.
I heard it. I'm paying attention now. That's all I'm doing right
Wait,
now.
Wait, did you say or
you ass. that.
Rev's blood pressure is through the moon.
Well, that just upped the average.
I'm so sorry, brother.
Okay. He says, you seem to be an intimidating man by stature, but after a year of listening, Mixcast listening, I know you are a huge teddy bear with insane, overflowing amounts of respect and love for everyone around you. I've been wanting to call more, but I get lost for words, except obviously when I get a chance to talk about my first experience of waxing the carrot. I can
what? Oh, man. This is fear and loathing.
Dude, I was really digging the first half of that. Thank you very much.
There are a lot of adjectives.
Brother, walk up. I'd love to meet you, homie.
Just wait for the P.S. You might want to change your opinion.
Okay.
P.S.
My wife will run interference.
I just got syphilis from my ex-girlfriend. Smiley faces.
Can you get rid of that? Can you treat syphilis?
I don't know.
Is that one of those ones? Like, what's the clap? Because I know you can cure the clap.
I think
dude.
That's a syphilis.
I have no idea.
If you're being serious, I am so sorry, man.
Let's call Jeff and
but
ask
him. But he quoted it.
Oh, yeah, he did quote it. It's in quotes. It's a joke. He doesn't actually have syphilis.
Did we say that maybe one time?
I probably. It sounds like the kind of thing I would say.
You or me. Yeah, I don't know.
Just so you know.
Well, thanks, brother. Much love.
Syphilis is curable.
All right.
I don't know.
Isn't that where they got...
it wasn't curable back in 45, because old Hitler had a real bad day, didn't he? Not that he didn't deserve it, but...
Yeah, but he was nuts.
Hey! Look at him.
Dude, this is awesome. This is awesome. I'm watching you create.
This is what we do.
This is just coming off like half-cocked, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Our buddy Ziggy. He emailed us.
Uh-oh.
He says, it's been a while, but I finally finished what we started about a year ago. There's one on here that might be... Oh, he made us new bumpers.
Oh, really?
For emails. Do we want to listen to those before we do anything else?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Ziggy, who makes a lot of the music for the Mixcast, he created some new email messages jingles.
That Clef Palette punk song I love, dude. The D-Mig Budget. That was incredible, dude.
All right. We've got a Anthrax version. We've got a... what is KL, I wonder?
K-L-A-Y?
No, it just says K-L. The letter K and the letter L.
Well, go for it. Let's figure it out.
Let's figure it out.
We also have a Metallica one, and then he also did a Beatles one.
Yeah.
Katie Larry.
Let's try Katie Lang.
Katie Lang, yeah.
Kings of Leon.
Katie Larry.
Katie Larry.
I haven't heard Kings of Leon's music. I just want to point out, I don't think those guys are the kings of anything. And just not even Leon. Leon's like, I don't know, fellas.
But their sex is on fire.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, maybe like, maybe the
back
Earl.
Back to the syphilis.
Yeah, maybe the Earl of Leon joke. Or something. Maybe, I don't know.
All right, let's take the KL one, and maybe we can figure out what band inspired this jingle. Here we go. Start.
That's the song from Top Gun where they're all playing.
Kenny Loggins! Oh!
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins!
Who pulled out that Kenny Loggins from Top Gun, dude? That's what, 84?
That's sick. That was good.
That was a great one.
Right. What do we want to do next? Beatles, Metallica, or Anthrax?
Do Anthrax, man.
All right. It could be a similar one to the last time. We'll see. Because it was the STP cast back then.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's incredible, dude. I love you, Ziggy. I miss you.
All right, now Beatles and Metallica.
I'm going to go clap with one hand now. I have to.
Let's go Metallica.
No. Yeah, keep it up. Metallica.
Yeah. All right, so two of the big four.
To you. So clap with one hand. What is it called? In homage.
That's whoa.
Right, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice topper.
Dude,
there.
You were right on time with that.
Feeling it.
I was like, he's going to mess.
I thought I was too.
He's in it. We're watching.
It's a lot of wrist exercises going on here, you know?
Yeah. Dude, if you do it with the left hand, it feels like someone else is doing it.
The stranger.
For real.
Do we because everyone knows themselves as Titanic douches, but shouldn't they all be triple M's at this point? The Mixed Cast Militia?
I like that.
That's kind of incredible. MCM? Triple M's, man.
What's
triple M's? Oh, it's MCM. Third M. I don't know how to spell. I was educated in the Western Maryland Public School System.
Mixed Cast
Militia. Chris, we've got a project for you. We need a Mixed Cast Militia logo.
Well, we should have
before
all
we finish this podcast, it needs to be done.
Yeah,
we've got Microsoft
Chickenhead.
MCM. Just out of curiosity, what would that Roman numeral be?
Oh, shoot. Is that one?
Wouldn't it be dope if it just turned out to be something like synonymous with something awesome with us?
Yeah, what is it? M is 100?
M is 1,000.
Yeah,
M is 1,000. C is 100.
So 1,100, 1,000?
Yeah.
1,0001, 1,0101. All the Clutch fans get that joke.
All right,
that's binary code, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Look at the stoner. Go f*** yourself.
God damn it. Travis. Well, it had been 6 minutes since the last time you swore.
We were doing pretty good.
I had to rustle the water.
No, you don't.
He's got to maintain the average level there somewhere.
No, you don't.
Bruce and Brody, we're good at interviews. How is this even an interview, though?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one more, the Beatles one. I feel like this must be the one that he's talking about having it in one's really left and right channel dependent. So,
oh, okay.
So make sure you got your headphones on, people. All right, here we go.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gong.
Yeah, right.
No, listen to that audience just like booing.
Yeah, they're all
it's incredible.
The Beatles, it was all chicks in the audience. It just shrieks, and now you got like 40-year-olds.
Yeah!
This is
the Fab Four!
This makes me think Ziggy isn't necessarily a fan of the Beatles, like he isn't necessarily a fan of punk rock.
No, but
I kind of like it, though.
I thought it was genius, because he's like, yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the Mixed Cast instead of the Beatles, and everyone just starts booing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mixed Cast.
Ziggy, you're the best.
I love it.
That was awesome.
Thanks, bro.
Should we take out a voicemail while we're in the middle of all this stuff?
We have voicemails?
Yeah, we do.
Ooh.
Let's just see what this one is.
Migs Cast.
It's Wyatt.
It is Wyatt only.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to
where's
listen to
dick?
That one. We don't need to listen to that, right?
Nope.
No?
No, I think we're pretty good.
You just shut it down.
That's your Wyatt.
Shut it down, dude. You got to edit that, right?
No? All right, fine. I'll play it.
You just slapped a wiener out of Wyatt's mouth right there.
All right, fine. I'll play it.
Your arch nemesis. I have a feeling Steve has already stopped this voicemail. For that
are you sizzling me?
Nice. Good save.
He knows me all too well.
Oh, dude.
That's
dude. All right. Dude. Awesome. With foresight like that, why'd you be fighting crime out there?
Especially with that foreskin.
With that, I'm just really predictable.
Well,
here we go.
Back reason. I just wanted to say that I'm super stoked to be playing with you, Glenn and Migs, for FMS. By the way, hi, Rev. I love you.
Hi.
And I wanted to give a massive, massive shout out to our friend Carl Brothers, who I don't know if you guys heard, but already donated $1,200 to the show, which is a huge, huge, huge difference for us and really helps us reach that goal. And, really I can't say enough good things about Carl. I'm sure you will follow this with many nice things about Carl. But Carl, if you're listening to this, we love you and we appreciate you. And yeah, I love you guys. Indeed. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll get dicks at the Croc. I'm just saying. I love you.
Whoa.
That doesn't sound very appealing.
What a prick. You couldn't go 1,500? Make it a nice round number? Carl, you suck! Sorry about the couch on your bus.
What did you do to that couch?
It's not salt.
It's the Weinstein sofa.
That's awesome, Carl. I know Carl, dude. I'm sure you guys do too. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty stand up. I hope he didn't sell his bus to do that.
Yeah. Right.
But more importantly, how about Wyatt's bringing us dicks?
No, I'm kidding.
That's the more important part. Forgets.
Yeah. Well, then we're taking him into the alley and we're going to give him a blanket party.
I don't want to eat a giant greasy cheeseburger then get on stage and jump around.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you do.
But no. I would like a greasy cheeseburger.
It'll
after.
Sop up way too much Jack Daniels and I won't be able to perform as well.
Sounds like
Let's see, another voice.
Carl, love you, buddy. Thanks, man. It's amazing. Yeah, Carl had been texting with me a bit.
Hey.
Oh,
email.
Right.
Email.
Oh, go ahead.
It's Justin Hannah. Say hi, Hannah.
Hey.
Show up, just getting home Sunday night.
Oh.
About 10 o'clock.
Oh, he was at Carl's Sunday.
White Only and the boys came out to Carl's birthday
party. I was just going
to
say, Carl was, I could hear Carl in the background.
No! Call them! Call them and talk about
Tell
me.
Them!
Tell them Carl sent you.
Not 1,200. I said 12 bucks.
I forgot the decimal point.
I Son sneezed. Of a bitch. When I was putting it in PayPal, I sneezed.
Can somebody loan me $1,180? Wait, I'm bad at math. That's some more. $1,188.
It was so epic. Wyatt and the boys, they absolutely killed it. Oh my god. Out in the middle of nowhere in the sticks, playing on a stage with nothing but trees behind them. It was absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Takes scary Lyme disease, just saying.
The acid's still going through me, man.
Somebody got orange juice. Need to kick this shit.
Oh,
it gets,
God, oh my damn
God.
It.
I'm not trying to do it on purpose anymore, I promise. Sorry, Justin, go ahead.
I'm going to hell, man.
And I hope y'all come to the FNS show.
That's not salt.
That's not salt.
You know, maybe you shouldn't say that word with that long of a pause in between.
For real, Justin, get it together, bro.
That's not salt.
Dude, it's not like it's 3 in the morning.
That's not salt, Justin.
Handle your shizzle.
On Wednesday, it's going to be great. FMS, truly, from Matt and I, we live with it. FMS, love you all.
Love you, brother.
Be safe, stay positive.
I love the pauses,
and I'll see you next week.
I think he had a good time.
When I pull up in my new,
it was Carl's birthday Sunday, and yeah, I know he had Wyatt and the boys down to play, and
that's cool.
Yeah.
And the benefit show that we're playing on tomorrow night or Wednesday night at the Crocodile is for the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. And so it's raising money for that. So please come out.
Yeah.
Hang out with us. We go on right at 8.
8 o'clock sharp.
And then Wyatt Only and the Wreckage are on after us. And then Woodshed. So 3 great bands.
Wow.
And it's going to be a good time. It's a Wednesday night. So things will be done in a reasonable time unless you decide to get crazy like Glenn drinking his whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey in the car.
I know. Taryn's coming down to host it. Ted's coming down to host
Smith.
It.
Ted Smith. I heard Miles also from the men's room is going to be.
Ooh.
He said he's going to be popping by. I wouldn't be surprised if Thrill and Castle show up as well.
Sweet. Yeah.
So if you want to hang out with the KSW knuckleheads, tomorrow's the day to do
it. Tomorrow's the day to do it.
Truth. Yep.
Maybe we'll get one of those Montgomery stage announcements. He did a stage announcement for Windowpane once.
That never ended?
And he got up there hammered and was like, these guys paid me to get up and try and say some stuff about whatever. And I've pretty much just been in the dressing room drinking their booze, and they're a good band, and I guess they're nice guys and all. And that's what it was like, and it went on for like 5 minutes, man. It was incredible, dude.
Speaking of Andy Kaufman stuff.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Wrestling a woman.
He just bombed us, man, and then just staggered away. And I was like, I love you, bro.
Good job, Miles. Good job.
Yeah,
did I do okay seriously for you guys? Absolutely.
Sure.
You can never do that again, though.
Yeah, like even his body language, his shoulders were all slung low, and he's like, man, you know, these guys said they'd give me some money if I got up and said, you know.
I love that.
Dude, it was
so awesome.
Yeah, he just had us, dude. It was great.
Well, I think we should maybe bust out some guitars and try and do something.
Want to do it?
Yeah, why don't we give this a shot?
So why don't you grab your guitar?
Pause and then we'll. So,
yeah, dude,
oh no, we're not pausing.
Yeah, you just keep
doing
it.
Do this in real time.
Yeah.
We want to hear the latches.
Talk amongst yourselves.
While you guys are doing that, we'll
I'll give you a topic. The Industrial Revolution was neither industrial nor revolution. Discuss.
Here's a topic. Pay for play.
Dude, I was gonna leave it alone, dude.
I might bring it up. I might not.
I was waiting for that.
Is there something going on? Did I miss something?
No.
Well, moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To that deluxe apartment in the sky. Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. Oh, I finally got a piece of the pie. Yeah.
Wheezy.
They say Wheezy?
You Wheezy. Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Think about that, dude. Do you, in this day and age, do you think they could ever just fly a show out like that anymore? Or All in the Family?
All in the Family would not.
No, dude, no way. No.
Dude, this country would implode.
No, there would be protests. There would be everything. There's no way All in the Family could get away with the stuff that it was getting away with back then. No.
And that was the but Jefferson's was just as bad, dude.
Yeah, when you look back on it.
I mean, not bad, but like.
No, I get what you mean.
Awesome bad is what I. If it's shaking.
The most offensive one was Different Strokes.
I mean, dude.
Arnold was trying to get taller. I mean, how does that make anyone who's short feel?
That's so
the
mean.
Entire time.
And Cockroach was no goddamn help.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
No, that's Growing Pains.
That was Cosby Show.
Cosby Show.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. That was Cosby
Boner.
Show.
Boner was on Growing Pains.
Boner was growing pains.
Great nicknames.
Yeah.
Dudley was the problem on
the Gooch. The Gooch.
Who's the Gooch?
The Gooch was for Different Strokes. That's who it was. The Gooch.
Who's the Gooch?
I remember there was Dudley, and then he took his shirt off in front of that old man in the back of the bicycle shop.
Bro.
That was messed up.
Straight flex Chris, like a lion.
Where was Chris Hansen there?
Right, with his lemonade.
Have a seat. Have a seat, Mr. Cooper.
Dude, as a kid, I was scared to go into any bike shops. I was afraid that some guy was going to bring me in the back and make me take off my shirt and act like a lion.
As a kid, we all fixed our own damn bikes.
No, I don't remember that, man.
You don't remember the special episode of Different Strokes?
No.
Where a pedophile had his moment?
What?
Yeah, to the back of a bike shop.
I don't remember that.
It was a very special episode.
Dudley and little...
Dudley was his innocent buddy. Gooch was the bully.
Oh, that's messed up, dude. Yeah, and then
Gooch was the bully. I just found it. The nickname for James Gugliano.
Yeah, dude.
Italian name there.
And they brought him into the back, and Dudley takes his shirt off and starts roaring like a lion, and this old creepy guy that owned the bike shop starts taking pictures, and then Arnold's like, this is effed up. So then goes tells Mr. Drummond, and then everything kind of falls apart from there.
Really?
It was a cautionary tale.
A special episode of Different Strokes.
You know when sitcoms would actually have special episodes to teach you a lesson?
I don't remember Different Strokes ever going.
Oh, they went there.
They went there.
Yeah. I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember it in real time, like when the show came out.
Probably watching that as a kid, like, Mom, can we watch Battlestar instead?
And I'm like, Mom, I'm never going to a bike store again. I don't trust it. Especially if I'm with Dudley. And Dudley was just like, Dudley should have ran out with Arnold.
He should have.
Dude,
but
Dudley was taking it like a little bitch.
Dudley wanted to get paid.
Wow.
He was Travis. Seriously, where is he? I can't say bitch. You can say goddamn.
It's not the word.
It's just mean. Dudley, it's like you kid got touched.
Who are you?
You're a
radio
bitch.
Sucks.
What are you?
There's all these rules.
There are no rules.
In the context of a context.
No, it has nothing to do with the word.
I failed English.
You're being very Gooch-like towards Dudley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dudley was just trying to make some money.
Poor guy.
Why gotta be like that?
He caught him in a moment of weakness.
But why does it take Arnold to talk him out of something creepy like that, dude?
It's a good question.
Arnold wasn't there and they weren't filming the show, Dudley would be 12 o'clock in it, dude.
Dudley could sit down
at the craft services table.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Oh, man.
All right, so what are we going to do here?
Marijuana is friggin' awesome. I mean, honestly, dude.
We need Billy from Mary Mart here to provide more weed or Ricker.
Oh, dude, I had an experience with Billy.
What happened?
He made his own special.
Room and make you act like a lion?
Dude, he could have after. He brought a very special brownie.
On a very special episode of the Mixcast.
And the boys take brownies, take off their shirts, and roar like lions.
And Billy is Brar. A giant man. And
yeah,
so we
he's
almost,
bigger than me.
We didn't necessarily get into a...
That's not salt.
A brownie
salt.
Contest?
It's not salt.
Not salt.
Sorry, Rev.
We ate a brownie, and it was this giant brownie. And
Where were you guys?
He took you out.
We were just hanging out. And
wait, in the back of a bike?
Not sorry. In the back of a
foxes.
Actually, actually, to be perfectly honest, it was the back of a pool hall. So that doesn't make it any better.
I'd go for the bike shop.
Yeah, back in a bike shop, shirtless.
Pool hall's just next level, dude.
Yeah, you got that big stick.
Yeah. that makes it weirder. But it's not salt. He brought a big old brownie, and we had way too much of it. And
oh no,
yeah, taken home in a wheelbarrow.
2 hours later,
it was that where I was laying. Dude. That's the first time I think I've ever actually puked. Due to weed.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
And it was because...
Did you drink at all?
No.
So
it was just... But it was because massive, like, vertigo. Like, everything was spinning sort of thing. I stood up, and then I sat down in my chair, and that wasn't helping at all. And then I ended up puking my Azels, which was a damn shame.
Oh, that's why you puked
Azels. That doesn't sound like any fun, dude.
It was fun until then.
Yeah.
And then it really sucked, and then I just passed out. And, I was wrecked. Absolutely.
What a waste of good Ezels.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me at all.
It normally is fun, but then you're eating a brownie and you're like, this is a very tasty brownie that's also chock full of weed.
That was like one time when we went to the Classic. They had the weed infused goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
But they were so delicious, so we're all just eating them. Oh, and the guy's like, hey man, half a bag is enough. By the time we get to Spokane,
more than enough.
Right, and we've all polished off like multiple bags of these because we had the munchies.
Oh, dude.
By the time we got to Spokane, none of us wanted to get off the bus. We're like, we can't go play hockey.
That's
right now.
That's a cycle of evil.
No, we can't stand
up. You had to go play hockey like that?
Yes.
How'd that go?
We didn't win. We all took our shirts off and roared like lions.
It's like the ice capades of the Special Olympics or something.
Even somebody sent a text. He's like, I can't wait to hear the details of your shenanigans at the Spokane Classic from Adam and Everett, Titanic Deuce for Life, Stay Positive. And yeah, that's going to be Easter weekend, so I'm sure I'll have...
Yeah.
I'll try and send you guys messages and texts. So it's Easter weekend, I go to Spokane and just lose my mind. And go play hockey with my boys on the party bus, Levi Lyon and
Spring
Lion Pride
break
music.
For Steve right there.
Yeah, that's the one weekend of the year where I really lose my mind. So I'm looking forward to it.
I kind of want to go just sit in the stands, dude.
We should
roll out straight up and make our own section like in a Major League, dude, when they had the hardcore four dudes up there beating the drum and nobody else was showing up.
They
be
awesome.
Yeah, shirts off! and if they bring the big enough bus, they could have the stage. We could just do a set. In Spokane.
Oh, I don't want to make it like that. I just want to be dipshits in the stands.
I'll talk to your agent.
We don't want to be responsible, man.
Well, I'm playing goalie on some situations that I shouldn't
sounds
be playing goalie
like
at.
A Steve
Wait, you
problem.
Play goalie?
Yeah.
That's sick. So you just stand there with a big queen size mattress, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you guys do.
Nice.
There's no work involved. It's awesome.
That's serious.
You guys get the best protection. I would roll out with like the old school slap shot pads, dude.
Yes.
Dude.
And with the old Jason mask.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah. Man, then I have like 5 concussions.
Yeah,
no
right.
problem.
Don't worry about the throat.
I'm kind of digging that. I would just prop the mattress up against the whole goal and then take a nap in there.
Good luck, bitches! You know?
About every 5 minutes, you hear this thump, and I'm like,
gotcha.
Denied. Yeah, like your goalie's asleep, but we can't score on him.
That's right, man.
So, what song do we want to do?
Oh, yeah, music.
Well, see, we were going to play Nothing You Need, but at this point, that sounds really,
really sad.
Way crazy.
Hey! You're going to pull that on me last second, dude?
I mentioned
we left
this
the house,
morning
we're
the
like,
house.
Dude, that's the only one I'll be able to handle. I'm stoned and it's morning.
No?
I'm like, as long as we're not doing like Trouble Is, that would be ridiculous, right? And now you're going back on it, dude.
What do you want to do? Nothing You Need is what I was saying. That's what we do. Nothing You
it's
Need.
It's friendlier for a guy
it is.
Like me, right?
But we've been laughing for 25 minutes
That's true.
Straight.
I'm a little warmed up.
All right. Nothing You Need.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then how that goes, then we'll see.
Will we see?
I don't know.
We don't need to film this. We could just let this be as it be.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. We're not really even here. I don't even know if I need a tambourine, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you set it down.
I'll hold it. Yeah. There we go.
Settle in for less than seems to be the thing.
it's just wearing you out. Dirty aging alleyway I stumbled through the other day. I'm living without. I guess you finally noticed it, all the ways I'm dragging you down again. Every little whisper seems to tell you what you always had known. I've got nothing you need. Nothing you need. I've got nothing you need. Nothing you need. Light another cigarette, settle back into the drink. Still having me. I remember sunny days, laughter drifting holidays. Fainted defeat, deafened by the silence of the things you never had the strength to say to me. Think you're kidding me, wading through the endless regret. I've got nothing you need. Nothing you need. I've got nothing you need. Nothing you need. This is how the story ends. Nothing left to save or defend. Exhaustion visits everyone, sets its sights on all you pretend. You're pretending. Nothing you need. Nothing you need. I've got nothing you need. Nothing you need. I've got nothing you need.
Dudley's theme on the mixed class.
It's so hard to not throw some of that in there. that sounded awesome.
It felt good.
That sounded good.
That sounded amazing.
The background,
that was so good.
A little shaky action.
Hell yeah.
That was really cool.
A little shaky, shaky.
Think that'll work?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. You want to try it?
I mean, come on.
That's ballsy.
This isn't even live, so that's awesome. If it doesn't work,
if it's terrible, we edit it out. Stop it.
And then it's just Chris heard it. That's it.
I just got.
We don't have to.
No, we can give it a shot. Let's do it.
Oh, sorry.
God damn you! God
damn it.
They're just going to edit everything with Travis out.
Yeah, dude.
Travis and Red sitting in a tree just swearing.
Wearing chicken heads.
Yep.
What the? Chicken girl.
That one, JC.
What you doing now?
Yeah. I'm going to turn my mic off again. All right. Here we go.
Oh, two, three, oh.
Mm-hmm.
much more than you can brown. A thousand creases lay there scattered on the ground. The time to carry you alone to the only place you know to find your way home. 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 You are the only memory.
Listen to that song a couple more times before we play tomorrow night, right?
That was cool, though.
I thought it was great.
That was fun. Oh, I turned my mic on. Oh, you turned my mic on.
Yeah, I did.
Look at you, Rev.
I got the buttons over here.
Nice. That felt good. That was fun.
Here's
a Brody over at the Crocodile tomorrow, Wednesday night, with Wyatt Only in the Wreckage. Also, Woodshed's going to be playing. It's a big benefit for the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. We go on at 8. Do we dare do another song? Do we do our whole set? I like Glenn's look.
I'm wondering,
can we do it? I mean, look, we've never done this before. That was the first time we ever did that acoustic.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounded great.
But I'm wondering if I can get, give me 1 second to do some math here.
It really did, Travis. He's just looking at me. He's like,
I'm always self-conscious, dude.
Oh, that was great.
I never sing when I take a bong rip. And
well, for acoustic, it works.
Out, you know, it's like, and it's morning. Dude,
that's the only way I get into rock band,
you know,
man.
I really haven't had a chance to warm up yet, and my voice is a little scratchy.
Yeah, let's do that.
What?
Right before my eyes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to pull out like everyone's, you know, dead.
For this one, why don't we just film it for
we could.
Yeah, how would that sound? We don't know.
We can do both of them. Sound. Let's do both.
Look at Stevie.
Who cares?
I love this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this guy.
Let's
look
do both. Let's would you mind?
Let's do everyone's dead first.
Would that sound weird?
Probably not.
Why not?
I like it. I like it, dude.
Spread the last of your ashes today and dusted you off my hands. It seemed calm or familiar and painless. I'm done with this dance, becoming numb to it. Don't think I give a ish. Just wanna get my kicks.
before this whole fucking world blows up in my face. Good times are finally over. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. I'm sinking into the path of a loner. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. I'm dead. I'm so tired of dragging these 26 ghosts around. Seems a bore, but never a shame. I like to hide when I don't wanna be bothered. I'm off the grid when I don't wanna be found. I'm going out like the rest of the old school. Right on, right on. Good times are finally over. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. I'm sinking into the path of a loner. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. Take my place in life. Yeah. I wait in darkness all the time. I'm in my head and out my mind. Get into the path of a loner. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. Spread the last of your ashes today and dusted you off my hands.
That was awesome.
I don't think we should follow that. That was too cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. I think we should just leave that as that, man.
Had that be
that
it.
Was so good.
That was
pretty
that
cool.
Was really cool.
Yeah. That was really good.
Part of me thinks that maybe we accidentally forget to bleep out the curses on that song.
I knew it was coming, but I didn't want to get it.
I know. You just go for it. Yeah.
After the I knew it was coming, so I'm like watching you. I'm like, it's coming, Rav, dude. You better be right. And then he's just do a multitask and shaking his head.
That was killer. As he's filming, did you see his head just slightly shake?
You bastards. Leave it as it is. I'll flip it and
tight. Yeah.
I'll like put a little flip in there or something like that.
We should do radio edits first.
Oh, I like how you said we should do radio edits for our S. And he cursed.
I'm trying to hide it, dude.
You're doing a terrible job.
I'm sorry.
You're doing a terrible job.
Travis, look at this paper.
Oh, dude.
Travis, look at this paper. That's you.
I can't read it.
And that's our newest song.
It's all your lyrics.
That's our newest song there, Rev. Oh.
You count them? You make a log of that?
Yeah, I have to. I got to bleep them.
Are you telling me you're a log toucher?
Rev just snorted. That's awesome.
Man, that was cool. We should...
That was really good. That was really,
when
really
we,
good.
When we...
Some Rick or Ram oil?
Can you smoke those in here?
Well, no.
No. No.
Then I won't.
We should do an acoustic version of that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, dudes.
We don't have to do it in the studio. We could maybe go up to Brett's and just cut it at his place.
I think that'd be a great idea.
But man, it would be cool.
Just to have
that
it.
That was cool.
Hell yeah. And then we did video of that, so I'll put it up on Bruiser Brody's Facebook page at some point today.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and hold off on that.
Why?
Because I effed up on some of it.
Hey,
I effed up on some of it, dude.
Do you want to do it again?
What?
The song.
You didn't mess up. Actually, that was killer.
Actually, that one was good. The one before, dude.
Everyone's
yeah, we
dead.
Yeah,
everyone's
we dead
was the only one that was
one.
Videoed. That was the
everyone's
only one
dead.
Was
no, everyone's dead. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah, as long as you got me from the neck down, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, the neck up.
The neck up.
I knew what you were talking about. I need a checkup from the neck up.
You just filmed your crotch, brother. It was an Elvis thing. It was an Elvis thing.
Dude, I heard you were. You did. Obviously, an amazing job on Don't Go There with the video that you made.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah.
He told me that you're doing one for Nothing You Need.
I've been working on it. I just haven't finished it, but it's
bro, I'm dying.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah,
it fits anywhere near the field that the other ones were, dude.
Oh, cool.
Dude,
I'll show you what I got so far.
I was like, yeah, that's going to be sick.
I hit like the first minute mark, and then I got kind of like frustrated with my cell phone.
You're like,
oh, dude,
I'm editing it all on my phone.
Because
see what's going on.
He took a bunch of that footage. If you guys haven't seen it out there, you know, go to Travis's Facebook page, and he did just a version of him in his living room, kind of lights out, candles lit, and he just played it, and it was sick.
Yeah, if you look up Travis on YouTube.
And and Steve grabbed some of that footage to incorporate into the video, as well as some studio footage, and it was just happening, man.
Yeah, I'll get it done
really
eventually.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of like in-studio footage, all of our live footage, and your solo thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
and just kind of put it all together. I just got to still finish. I'm like a minute or so in, and then it just got to be like overwhelming for my phone. So I think I need to like do it part by part. And
that's amazing.
I'll get it out there.
I'm a retard. I can't do stuff like that.
It's ridiculous.
It's unimaginable the stuff that you're like telling me you do all that on your phone.
Just so all the MixCast listeners know, this is breaking news to the rest of the band of Bruiser Brody. We had no idea Steve was working on this stuff. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Some of us didn't know.
Travis and I.
No one knew.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Well, that's on me. He just flew by me like a week ago, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool, and we were
doing
something.
Thanks, Glenn. Causing a rift in the band.
I'm welcoming him into the circle and how this band figures out how to do things.
That's why we put you on the end.
When do we do this?
Yeah.
Let's sign up for that.
It's a Bruiser Brody way.
Sort of in my defense, Steve was like, hey, I started pecking at this, and he has about 1 minute done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've been working on Travis's Bronco. He and I have been working on that big monster truck he got together. Travis's this murdered out black 83 Bronco. We've been turning wrenches on. So I've seen him all the time. And I was like, oh, by the way, man, Steve started working on a video. So, yeah, Jeff and JT, Steve's working on a video. If you came by my house and turned some wrenches, you'd know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, you didn't check with the band about the Bronco either, man. Glenn's just gone rogue. Well, also good news is, though, that song and a few other songs, we're going to be going into the studio, going back into Bob Lang Studios in the middle of May.
Ooh.
And we're going to record those, and then we'll have 10 songs fully done.
Yeah.
And we'll take the songs from the EP and the 5 new songs that we have and put together a full-length record. So hopefully in the next, by summertime, we'd have a full-length for people to get.
Also, breaking news, Chris, we're going to need a new design for that one.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in the studio and hanging out. I guess you didn't know you were signing up for all this extra work.
It's Justin. Dudley's been popping.
Thanks for the scones. Ain't nothing free in Waterworld.
Oh, man. So Wednesday's going to be fun, man. I'm excited about it.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a good night. Great cause. Taryn, for those that don't understand why we're doing this show for an FMS, is because Taryn's mom suffers from multiple sclerosis. Kyle from Why Only in the Wreckage, he put up an insane post about what he suffers from. Justin and Hannah, obviously, are our friends from the podcast and come to all of our shows and great people. They also have that. That's near and dear to their hearts as well. So there's a lot of people in our world that are battling it, have family battling it. So it's a great opportunity for us to help raise money while having a great time and celebrating music and the Seattle scene. And,
absolutely.
And we're lucky to be a part of it. And if you can come out on a Wednesday night, I know it's hard on a Wednesday, but, you know, it's hump day. You can be tired Thursday. You can be tired Friday.
We got two more days to get through the week.
We all got to get up the next morning.
And I just want to offer this as proof to anyone that would go online and say things like, I don't care. See, I care. I'm playing this benefit show.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there for the 10 people that will get it.
Jerk face. Your little pissant band.
Oh.
What's going on here?
Oh, there's some stuff.
Just
Can you do it in a vague way? I'm very curious.
I don't want to get into names and stuff.
Is it Jeff Amen from Pearl Jam?
Yes. No, just someone hit me up about a situation they didn't think was cool, and it involved basically a pay-to-play situation, but it's more accurate to call it a buy-on situation.
Right.
And he asked me what my feelings were about it. And I spent...
This is a hot topic for a lot of musicians.
It is, but I spent like an hour or so saying, well, here's what's going on. Here's the deal. Here's how I see it. You know, you can pass or take it. If you think it's a good opportunity, maybe you should take it. Here's some things that we've been through. We've paid as much as $1,250 for one 30-minute set once, but we made it back in merch, so you need to levy all that. And yeah, I agree, this sucks, but, you know, at the other end of it, this person that's putting on this event, these are what their overheads probably look like. These are what their expenses look like. You know, I shared stories about windowpane putting on a show at Showbox Market, where after expenses and paying all the support, we made $11.
Ooh.
I'm like, so you got to realize that it's not, jeez, you know, if you can't guarantee a fan base, if you can't bring fans that to offset the costs, that's why you're being asked to pay this. And I'm not saying it's fair or cool, but I'm saying I understand, and it's really up to you whether or not you think it's a good opportunity for your band or not. And I hope all this. I was really cool. I really took a lot of time with this person, who then turned around and publicly went, you know, I was hoping Windowpane would care, but they didn't. I think it's exactly what he said.
Oh, my God.
My blood pressure went through the roof, and so did Tony's.
And then I roll in, ready to go?
Yeah, Travis showed up. He's like, hey, man, what's going on? And I was like, beside myself, furious, because I really tried to be cool and just offer some insight, and here's what to consider, and here's some things to think about, and you need to decide whether or not it's a good opportunity for you.
But you didn't immediately take his side.
No, what it turned into was Windowpane doesn't care about the support acts on this bill, and I was deeply, deeply offended by that. I dropped the F-bomb, but I don't want to keep Rev too busy.
Thank you!
And I called that guy on it. I'm like, bro, I took all this time with you yesterday because I do care, and you do me like this, and you do me like this on a public forum. I'm
That's a douche move.
And he's like, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. And I'm like, dude, wow. So I just went on and I posted what I put, you know, on that particular string, and I'm tapping out. But it was disgusting to me to have anyone say that me and my bandmates don't care about this music community or up and coming artists, because we've done more and given more opportunity to more bands than I can even name. And all you got to do is earn it. You want a great show? Earn it. Hustle.
All right, we're going to track him down and we're going to kill him.
No, it's all good,
dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Glenn Justice.
bury a carpet in the desert.
I've been listening to Glenn on this podcast for too long.
Oh my God.
Walker, Texas Dudley.
I don't know why that was so funny. It was perfect.
Poor Dudley.
It was perfect.
Get over here. Good. Roar like a lion, off. Dudley.
No, that got weird.
I feel like we need to have a group watching of that episode of Different Strokes.
I don't know if I want to be in on that.
It's on YouTube, and here's the thing. It's a two-parter.
It is a two-parter.
It's a two-parter.
To be continued was the worst three words of my life back in those days, dude.
It is a two-parter.
We should make a...
Here's the question. Why are you going to wait a week to watch more of this pedophile episode?
You got a week to think about it. What the hell's going to happen to Dudley?
It's very special.
If Dudley goes down, dude, Arnold's cuter. He's cuter. He's the star of the show. You know he's going to get it the worst, dude. Mr. Cooper was going to bring out the gimp.
Oh, man.
He was going to bring out the gimp for Arnold.
Pulp Fiction. But the Dudley's sleeping.
Well, I guess you better go wake him up then.
Now we kind of want to see if we can find any audio of the Dudley episode.
Oh, you can. It's on
I'm sure
YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's absolutely on YouTube.
No. Actually, Steve searched Pornhub first, which I think is very interesting.
First search, Dudley Different Strokes, Dudley Different Strokes Bike Shop.
Yes!
Oh, no.
The best of the bicycle men?
What?
They even have like a... All right, here we go. Here's Arnold and Dudley at the bike shop.
He's a nice fella.
Oh, guys. You can just have an awful lot of fun with your clothes
off. The dude from WKRP.
Oh, that's the dude at Gordon Jump.
Yep.
Gonna freeze your tush off.
Why'd it have to be Gordon?
What kind of fun?
Well, for instance, they're skinny dipping. Either you guys ever go skinny dipping?
Nah, I never done that.
Me neither. Unless you want to count the time when the fire hydrant blew my pants off.
You're eating pizza?
Is skinny dipping fun?
Fun? Listen, guys, if you have not gone skinny dipping, you have missed one of the great joys in this life.
Man.
Do we want to go this creepy man?
This is like Uncle Touchy's magic
you
basement.
I love them. Let's see if I can find them.
Ooh, imagine being in the studio audience for this episode.
For real.
I hope they
warned them.
Look,
I hope
dude,
they
this
warned
is like
them,
1976.
Dude.
They're all smoking in the studio audience, and they're just like, ah, oh, looking down at Dudley taking his shirt off, dude. Who are these people?
Here they are right here.
Yeah.
83.
Down at the old water hole.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey.
any clothes on either.
You don't think
this is bad, dude? He's past the kids. Photos of himself naked, man.
And horsing around.
This is bad.
And this was on TV.
And he's wearing a pink sweater.
That might be the most offensive part.
This is why you never saw him do anything else after.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't get a gig after this. Him and Ned Beatty, man. They were both cast in Deliverance too.
This is I'm good. I think we don't need to see any more of this.
Yeah.
What are the comments like? Oh my gosh.
Oh, do you really want to look at the comments?
Read the comments.
I like this one. The audience may be laughing, but it's not funny. They're just confused by the massive shift in tone.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah, is that a laugh track or is that an actual studio audience?
It was always in a live studio audience. I wonder how confused and that nervous laugh it is. Because, I mean...
Right?
My gosh.
Wow.
What the hell is wrong with this audience?
That's interesting. We should make an amalgam of like all the shows that ever had, you know, comedies that had the serious moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, because they had another one with
that. It was a buzzkill, dude.
What's her face? Who was the sister on The Different Strokes?
Natalie. Natalie? Wasn't that Natalie?
Yeah, no, that was Facts of Life.
You're right. Dana Gold,
No.
Well, anyway, she had an eating disorder. She had an eating, and that one had.
God, I thought she was smoking like a garbage truck full of crack every day. That wasn't
that
her thing?
Yeah. No, that's how she
probably
died.
Actual crack.
That's how she OD'd. Yeah.
God, what a messed up world that was.
89, dude.
I can't believe
it. What's poor bad, Mr. Drummond. Too, man? What's bad,
Todd
though?
Bridges getting busy. Dana's going out left field.
Well,
Arnold's taking his damn shirt off. What the hell?
I think Arnold and Kimberly, it was both drug stuff, and they both had a series.
Kimberly.
They both had a series of strokes, so it literally was different strokes.
Strokes to the world.
Here's the comedy.
Strokes to the world.
Oh,
how about this comment? Is it me or did they miss
about...
Did
you just call me a monster?
Yes. Dude, the only ones that came out of that show clean was Mr. Drummond and Charlotte Ray.
That's because he was dealing.
Right.
And then she went off to do The Facts of Life.
That's right.
Facts of Life.
That was kind of a spinoff. And then
and they had special episodes, too.
Remember, all of them had special episodes.
Remember Jerry?
No. Who's Jerry?
Jerry, dude. That was Facts of Life. She had cerebral palsy.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were like, they would just like spotlight the Sorry.
God.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Mark it.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Jerry.
Weird.
And she had like a couple of cameos, dude. And she was just like trying to raise awareness.
Was it like
but it was just so freaking weird because it's just the wrong format for that stuff.
Like
you know, when the comedy shows do that, they want to jack the ratings up for Sweeps Week. So they you know, they bring in some heavy duty artillery.
Have a special pedophile episode.
Well, I was going to say like, you know, on a special episode of Facts of Life, like Joe and Blair discover each other.
I'm okay with that.
You know, dude. For Sweeps Week. No.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to see Joe Polnicek and Blair. I don't remember what Blair's last name was, but...
I don't remember either.
She could be Mrs. Polnicek.
Yeah, she was the rich one, and then Joe was kind of the bad girl or something.
Yeah.
A little brunette, I remember.
Dude, how about this guy?
I had a picture of Joe on my wall, dude, when I was a kid.
Yeah, you were either a Blair or a Joe guy.
Yeah,
I was a Joe guy.
I was into Joe. She was cute.
Look at that. We're working brunette, class, man.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
This person says, is it me or did they miss about 10 opportunities for Arnold to say, what you talking about, pedo bike shop owner?
Man.
Another person, why are you people laughing? Did they just fill the audience with pedophiles to make it more authentic?
I'm just wondering.
What is wrong with you people?
I'm wondering if it was actually just like a laugh track.
What you talking about, pee-pee tata?
There's like 40 vans in the parking lot that day.
All have different spelling of free candy.
A couple ice cream trucks out there. Like, hey, you going to the filming?
Carl's out there in his bus. Oh, I mean.
And how does he say, you know what? I'll take this role. I'll be the bike owner.
Yeah. He needed a check. He was tired of doing the, you
never saw him again.
W-K-R-P.
He was peddling every opportunity. You didn't see any of this when he was like trying to, ooh, whammy. Sorry on, what was her name? Oh, God, dang it.
Huh?
Kimberly?
I love it right there.
Lonnie Anderson on WKRP. Every opportunity.
Why is the audience laughing so much?
The Jerry Sandusky defense must have seen this video. MASH was smart enough to take the laugh track out before they tackled something serious. If it was a laugh track, that is pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that next comment. It simply says, terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a sitcom right now trying to pitch this? Like,
Big
not
Bang
anymore,
Theory?
Not anymore, no.
Right?
Like,
why,
these things
why
are
the
like,
F is there a laugh track?
Like, these were the PSAs. They didn't have the PSA stuff unless it was someone jumping out of a window because they smoked weed. It was literally just, here, we need to address these situations so maybe a kid doesn't get touched and they don't go into the back of a bike shop, so they'll stop it. That's how they did it with Saved by the Bell and the Jesse Spano speed pills.
Oh, that
They're
was
like,
a good
don't,
episode.
Don't take the pep.
I didn't see that episode either.
Yeah, she was freaking out because of a midterm and took basically meth and was like freaking out, and you know those diet pills that get you ramped up and amped up and
no dose.
Yep, they were the it was
Vivarin. Remember Vivarin?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The special episode.
Any, anyone else here ever crush up Vivarin and snort them?
A couple buddies in college did. I didn't.
No dose.
Am I the only one?
No dose. Same thing.
All right. Thanks.
Little mini fan,
Travis. And
I drank some Jolt once.
Some 222s.
I used to buy 2 liters of that.
Jolt?
Yeah, and I had ADD, I guess, back then. So it wasn't
I think you got it right now, man.
Oh, but dude.
I have no idea how we ended up on the Dudley episode, but that was...
Well, this has been a very weird episode of the Mixcast.
Yeah.
On a very special episode of the Mixcast.
This was, it's all Chris's fault. He brought the scones.
He brought the scones.
Thanks
Everyone
for the scones,
sugar
man.
Buzz.
They were laced with Vivarin.
Oh, that's not so.
The studio audience is a crowd of lunatics.
Yeah.
If there was a real studio audience, I don't get it, but I get the awkward laughter. Like, I don't know. Like, we're here to laugh.
The applause sign is on.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right? Yeah, I wonder, like Dougie got fired that day because he kept flipping on the applause sign, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was pissed when I went to David Letterman, and the only guest he had was the director of Homeland Security.
Lame.
Like, right around the time of, like, the 9/11 stuff. It was, like, maybe a year or so after, and I'm like, wait, there's no other guest. It was him and Puddle of Mud. And I'm just like,
double lame.
Right?
Wow.
I'm like, this is, I was so pumped. I'm like, we got Letterman tickets. The next night was Bono. And, like,
we
and you two performed.
And you got Puddle of Mud.
I got Puddle of Mud and the director of Homeland Security for 45 minutes.
How was that?
Jeez. It was awful. It was awful. It was lots of awkward.
Did they throw up the applause sign and everyone's like,
pretty much, yeah.
No stupid Petrix?
No. It was like monologue, whatever
no,
that guy.
No, top 10. He had the director.
Oh, of course
the...
he did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he did all that, but then it just went downhill bad.
Okay. We're
gonna... And they brainwashed you to laugh at everything, but there was nothing to laugh about when it came to Homeland Security.
Yeah, this right? was in 01, you said?
This had to have been maybe like 02 or 03.
So it's still kind of fresh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been.
Maybe a little too fresh.
So it was like, okay, I'm glad we came to this one. And then they said, and they're like, all right, goodbye, everyone. Tomorrow on the show, Bono and you too. And I'm like,
damn it.
Mother ass.
Steve's all.
Oh, there were 200 of us doing that.
Like, yeah. Oh, just the broken clap.
Sweet. We came all the way here for this.
Dicks. No wonder why it was so easy to get tickets for this one.
All right, well, we get out of here again Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Crocodile.
At the...
At Dudley's Tavern.
Oh, no. Dudley's Bicycle Shop.
Stage is in the back.
Roar like a lion.
Come for the
in.
Bikes.
Stay for the salt.
It's not salt, man.
It's not salt.
Oh, there's a salt shaker.
All right, we're going to get out of here, but we will see you tomorrow night at the Crocodile Wednesday night. Go get tickets. Come hang out. Come watch some great music. Bruiser Brody, we're on at 8. Then Wyatt Only in the Records. Then Woodshed, all for a great cause. Find us on Facebook. Also find our website, Bruiser Brody Band. Right?
Yep. BruiserBrodyBand.com.
Or is it, yeah, it is Bruiser Brody Band. Yeah. Not Bruiser Brody Seattle. I lose track.
That's Facebook.
That's Facebook. Just type Bruiser Brody and hit Google.
So long, suckers!
And stay positive.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.